USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is optimistic about a new trade deal with China.
As you know, the United States and Japan are hard at work negotiating a bilateral trade agreement, which will benefit both of our countries. I would say that Japan has had a substantial edge for many, many years, but that's okay. Maybe that's why you like us so much.
The president speaking after arriving in Tokyo Saturday for a four-day diplomatic trip. The decades-long tradition of a Memorial Day weekend demonstration of motorcycles roaring through Washington, D.C. will end with this year's Rolling Thunder. Former Army Sergeant Artie Miller, an executive director of Rolling Thunder, says they're tired of the harassment they're getting from Washington, D.C., but these riders say they'll miss the tradition.
It's all about, you know, what America stands for.
It's incredibly special and emotional, and again, a great reminder for us every year.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Pentagon is sending more troops to the Middle East. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
The actual deployment that will be used mostly in a protective capacity will be about 900 additional troops, while 600 others already in the region will have their current deployment extended. Vice Admiral Michael Gilday spoke at the Pentagon.
We continue to see the planning that's occurring not only with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps forces, but also, as I mentioned, quite troubling with Iranian proxies in Yemen and in Iraq.
I'm John Clemens.
Good news if your Memorial Day weekend plans include a road trip, as you'll be paying a little less at the pump this year, according to AAA. The national average for a gallon of gasoline is $2.84. That's down about 10 cents from last year and about 2 cents from a month ago. Nearly 43 million Americans will be traveling over the three-day weekend, and 37 million of them by car. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Almost 2 million Americans will graduate this year with a bachelor's degree, but each student will have an average student loan debt of just over $33,000. CBS News financial analyst Jill Schlesinger joins CBS this morning and has some tips on what college grads and their families can do to prioritize paying off that debt.
I think the first thing you have to do is start tracking your money. So encourage your kids to get one of these apps, and there are lots of free ones. There are free ones from banks. There's Mint.com. There's Clarity Money. Find out what's coming in, what's going out. Now, you're going to build in that student loan debt. Yeah. And you really want to try to figure out how many loans do you have outstanding? What is actually the interest rate of each of those loans? And while those companies are going to give you the minimum that's due, you want to pay more than the minimum. The only way you can figure out how much more is to track that money going in and out.
Schlesinger also believes paying down debt quickly and saving for retirement are key.
If you've got large outstanding student loans, you want to put a little bit more extra money down on those loans if you can. But on the other hand, if you've got a company that has a matching component to your retirement plan, you want to at least put a little bit of money there. So a little bit of everything.
The NBA Eastern Conference Finals continue on Saturday. Tip-off is just after 8:30 Eastern time. The Toronto Raptors looking to put away the Milwaukee Bucks. Toronto leads that series 3-2. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.